So, nice. I recently had to install a doorbell for a really big James Bond fan. It was weird because it was like a voice recorded one, and it went dong, ding dong. Wait, if that didn't work.
No, I'm sorry. I like that one a lot. I lost the button for a second.
This isn't a joke. This is terrifying. The military is currently working on a technology device to cut the ocean in half, similar to Moses parting the Red Sea. It's called the Seesaw. Dude, last night was crazy. My girlfriend kept saying things in the middle of the night, dreaming. Like Hobbit, Gollum, Mordor. She's been Tolkien in her sleep.
Keep going.
No, the worst part is, lately, every morning, I leave the door, I get out, walk to my truck, and this guy on a bike rides up the driveway every morning and hits me with his bike. It's a vicious cycle. What's your favorite time on an analog clock? Mine's 6:30, hands down. Speaking of clocks and stuff, things that are important, I'd like to thank Merriam-Webster for teaching me the true meaning of plethora. It really means a lot.
Do you know what a DJ's favorite sauce is?
Let's go, Doc.
Marinara.
Yeah! Okay. Fire! Let's go. God, I missed you guys. It's been a long time.
I got nothing. I'm just an asshole.
Where are you at? George, you want one? See if you can deliver.
Okay, yeah.
I got you. Hang on.
I should have known you'd have more than eight.
You're going to
do at any given
the
time.
The very bottom one in jokes starts with apple. You're going to say it to Doc.
The suspense.
Okay. Yeah, we're good. Apple pie. How much do you think it is?
In what part of the world, though?
There's in America. How much is apple pie?
I'm going to let you know.
Priceless.
A single. Okay, true. Single slice of apple pie, though, market rate.
Priceless.
Okay. Well, in Jamaica, it's $2.50. And in the Bahamas, $3.50. Just thought you'd like to know the pie rates of the Caribbean.
Georgie, you madman. The pie rates of the Caribbean? Are you kidding me?
Hell yeah. What wow. A joke-a-thon. You were right,
I need
Sony.
That. That's
sorry.
Everything, just, yeah. That's everything I have for the show. I need the book back. Oh, he just throws it away.
Like,
he's just like,
this is trash.
The official like, all right, notebook. Fuck this thing. This welcome trash. To the second office. I'm your host, Alec George, and Sody is noteless.
That would be terrible.
Mm-hmm. Man, okay, super excited because week one of the NFL happened. And that's all I'm going to say right now is a solid little... But we'll get into that. Sody, a couple of reviews.
Two reviews. Food reviews,
coming
actually.
From Sody. Yep.
I'd like to officially announce the start of Burger Quest. Doc,
yeah.
I haven't had a chance to brief you on this, but one of us every week, Georgie, I'm going to nominate this week unless for some reason you want to be the guy.
I'm your guy.
To go somewhere and eat a burger that's listed as a top burger in Minnesota, Wisconsin, or within a drivable distance. So I was recently in Duluth and got to visit Superior, Wisconsin. I went to Anchor Bar and Grill, and I will tell you right now, for price, quality, and it took about a minute and a half for that burger to get ordered and be put in front of me. 10 out of 10. Incredible. Monster burger. Delicious.
Who was on it?
Two burger patties, American cheese, bacon, fried. The girl asked me, she goes, you want fried onions?
Yeah.
It says right on there, you can get fried or raw onions on any burger, no extra charge. I'm like, yes, please.
No, wow.
And then she goes, we do a barbecue sauce. I'll put it on there, too. It's called the whale tail. I'm like, yeah, give me that thing. It's got two big patties. See what I'm saying?
Mm.
But.
How's the bun? What about the bun? Good bun? Bun can make or break the burger.
All I'll say is the girl that was back there cooking the burgers, cussing everybody out, covered in tattoos, probably left there and went and did a awesome rock cover band as a singer that night.
Yeah.
Incredible food. And she was just repping burgers out. It was like, so actually, I was going to say, it's like Matt's Bar and Grill. Have you ever been?
No.
So we're either going to nominate and
do
take you.
Do you know the lore? Do you know the lore of Matt's and the
You ever
the
heard
5A
of Juicy
Club?
Lucy?
Yeah, I know what that is.
Okay, so.
Do you know where it started?
Minnesota.
But what bar?
I'm assuming Matt's.
Matt's bar.
Well, there's
anyone
the debate.
Who disagrees, feel free to comment and tell us why.
I actually don't know why Sody's so confident in that. I do not know. I just know that it's the debate between Matt's and the 5-8 Club.
There's no debate.
Guess there's no debate. So it's been on Travel Channel a few times.
In my opinion, the 5-8 Club makes a bunch of different burgers where they stuff cheese and other toppings inside of a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's Bar and Grill makes a Juicy Lucy.
Straight up.
What that is a burger mm-hmm. with onions and their secret cheese mix inside.
Mm-hmm.
You can order a Juicy Lucy, or at 5-8, you have Juicy Lucy's as part of the menu, and there's 19 of them.
Does that mean they weren't the first?
I think...
I like your logic, though. I do.
So Matt Bristol...
If you're going to find a Juicy Lucy, there's only one of those at Matt's Bar menu.
Yep. Matt Bristol, the founder of Matt's Bar, claims the burger was created when a customer asked for two patties with cheese in the middle.
Boom.
The customer exclaimed, "That's one Juicy Lucy," after taking a bite. Matt's Bar spells the burger Juicy, J-U-C-Y.
Without an I. Yep.
To rhyme. 5-8 Club spells the burger Juicy Lucy.
With an I.
Offer several cheese options.
Boo.
While Matt's only serves American cheese.
No.
Oh my God. The spelling of the burgers debated, with Matt's Bar removing the letter I from Juicy. The 5-8 Club staff wear shirts that say, "If it's spelled right, it's done right."
Oh, so they're taking shots at Matt's.
And then Matt.
Here's a question that I care about. Does Matt's take shots?
Matt's Bar advertising says, "Remember, if it is spelled correctly, you are eating a shameless ripoff."
Oh, shit. That's
so cool. imagine you guys have
like
someone
that.
In
that's
studio
great.
Tonight that's had a Juicy Lucy at both places.
Yeah.
Which I have.
Oh, you have had both?
I've had both.
Okay.
Matt's Bar. All day, baby. I had Matt's Bar first. I went to the 5-8 Club hoping they'd change my mind.
I've only ever had Matt's, and it was years ago.
I went to the 5-8 after Matt's. Actually, no. I went to Matt's, went to the 5-8, and then some friends came in from Georgia, and we took them to Matt's again. And it's re-solidified that 5-8 Club, they're doing cool things. They make good burgers. They're not bad.
Okay.
But a Juicy Lucy, when someone says that to me, there ain't no I in team, and there ain't no I in a Juicy Lucy, baby, and it's at Matt's Bar, and you're going. Or George is going to...
I don't know.
Red Cow?
Well, we've talked about Red Cow. I love Red Cow.
So the problem is...
On my short list, I hear there is an amazing burger at St. Denis in Lower Town St. Paul, which is soon going out of business.
St. Denis from Red Dead 2?
So it actually might be. I'm not positive. That's supposed to be a kick-ass burger. The Nook, which I have for the first time a month or two ago.
I've seen that pop up a bunch.
Absolutely.
As a great burger.
Like, I will absolutely go back there because they had a handful of burgers on there that I want to try them all. Couldn't. And the Burrow, which I've had before. It's like the basement bar. I'm pretty sure it's called the Burrow. Phenomenal. I've just wanted to eat that burger again, and I haven't in a while. That's my short list for where I would go. But you got me on the Juicy Lucy.
So
I kind of want to do that.
Well, this week... Upcoming week, we either need to take Doc to Matt's, which I will attend. I will come down for that because I get two every time. Because by the time I finish the first one, all I can think of was, boy, I want a second.
Get the fuck out. Do you actually?
100%.
I believe it.
Honey. Yep. Big thing of fries because fries are extra. They don't charge you for fries if you don't want fries.
It was a really simple menu, too. It's nice. So that means you know they care.
That's all they do, and they do it well. Dude, Raising Cane's, what do they serve?
French fries. Crinkle cut.
Happiness. And the Lord.
In-N-Out Burger. Like three options.
Yep.
Trash.
You want a single, double, or triple?
Whoa. Hey,
you don't
recently,
even know. You've never
recently,
had
a major prominent comedian and podcast host, Shane Gillis, actually, I believe, said he still prefers Culver's to In-N-Out. He goes, Culver's popped up in a town for him where he grew up, or a small town, and it was very much like, that was
a big
deal.
Not
going to
be mad at anyone for that opinion.
No, but as a guy that loves burgers...
Gets me a little bit.
Yep.
I think I wasn't going to get a burger on the way home tonight.
You weren't?
No.
Oh.
But now you are.
Yeah.
And now you are.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
Five Guys?
You can take this week if you want. If he got you going.
We're not going anywhere fancy tonight.
Why don't we stop recording, go to Matt's, get some Juicy Lucy's, and come back.
We'll be back.
It's an hour round trip. Easy. And we'll just be like, now, how's your review?
That's what DoorDash is for. Plus, we got a surprise for Doc.
I was going to say, I wish we had some food to review on the show.
We got a surprise for Doc.
It's not going to be a surprise for me.
Yeah. Yeah, Emily kind of spoiled it.
Emily!
Yeah, I know. All she described it as was pickle spears. So do you mind? That would be amazing.
It's Minnesota sushi.
Minnesota sushi coming Doc's way for the first time.
I'm not going to eat it, dude.
You're going to have to. I can't. You got to try it. You got to.
No.
Yeah, we told you. We told you that you would love it. And
I don't think I will. I don't like pickles.
That's crazy. I'm not the biggest pickle guy. I'm really not.
Dude, I'm not going to.
Well, there's other stuff that hides a pickle. You got to try bite.
I don't think so.
I made ones with corned beef and with ham.
I don't like anything you just said.
Ham or corned beef?
I definitely don't like corned beef.
Really? You're Irish.
I know. I'm a disgrace.
Get
I
out.
Like potatoes.
Well?
Because I don't even like Jameson.
Man alive.
Your poor wife just said, I'm so sorry I gave away the surprise, but yeah, we got to talk about that.
Yeah.
We got problems.
Yep. Oh, a little Minnesota sushi for you, brother. This is all for you. We already had plates bigger.
Yeah, this is just you, man.
That's all you, big dog.
I got these to give you some crunch. Like our mascot.
Well, you can't just leave us hanging.
Dude, look at it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Look at
That's
it.
That's not me, man.
That I'm is ham off I'm the bone.
Dude, we...
Ham
we,
off the bone.
We have known each other for several years.
Yeah.
I know.
What do you
no
mean?
No part of
try,
this
you got
says
bite.
Me.
He doesn't
you
do this stuff?
I know it doesn't say you
do
or
you
scream
not do
you.
A ham and pickle roll-up?
It doesn't even whisper, Doc. I get it. But for us...
Wait, what do you mean?
Because we made
is
a thing
like
about
Corey
it.
Cove?
No, he's a picky eater.
Super picky.
Corey Cove's a picky eater.
Sure.
Do you want to start at one end and I'll start at the other? Does that make you more comfortable?
Yes.
Well, then grab that one right off the top.
Which one's ham? The dark one?
No, the lighter one's definitely ham.
Don't even know what ham looks like. Sody.
His nickname's what?
Well, Doc works up the courage.
Sody. Hambone died in L.A.
Well, Doc works up the courage. You saw a former fan favorite. Come back to the menu at McDonald's.
At McDonald's, the bagel. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Back.
So what I didn't get on it, though, was that weird green breakfast sauce. It didn't come on.
I'm not even familiar.
So they used to have something called breakfast sauce, and it was like a butter, olive oil, and dill blend.
Really?
It was weird, but they used to only do it on like the steak, egg, and cheese, the bacon, egg, and cheese, and sausage, egg, and cheese bagels.
Can't help yourself.
No, they're great.
Did not go
so
on the
good.
Biscuit, did not go on the McGriddle or anything like that, but... Yeah, I went to Grand Rapids, Minnesota. I was driving through it, and I'm like, I'm going to stop in. It's breakfast hours. I was coming back from Duluth, and
nice.
Show the camera. That's
nice.
Beautiful stuff. Nice.
Minnesota sushi, Doc's first time. Here he goes.
George, describe what you're eating right now.
So we got Milwaukee's dill pickles, baby dill, not tiny dill, baby dill, Philadelphia cream cheese, and some deli corned beef. And that's it.
So where'd you get this deli meat?
Cub.
The deli.
Well, what's the name brand?
Who knows what deli is short for? We talked about this on the show.
It's like the Target does like Hogshead. It's the Cub version of Hogshead. It's like
better not be Boar's
it's
Head.
It's with a K. Yeah. It's with a K.
You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about, right?
It better not be Boar's Head.
It's not. It's with a K.
Okay.
And I did mean Boar's Head. Is that Target? I'm,
okay. Because
yeah, right.
yeah, man. They just got a Virginia plant shut down because there was puddles of blood on the ground, and someone walked in and said, how does any person in their right mind know that this place should be shut down?
No, it was the massive amounts of, like...
Listeria.
Yeah, listeria that they were spreading.
This is so good, though. Please,
yeah,
Doc.
That's awesome, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you now.
Can you do one bite?
It's not going to work, man.
Can you do one bite?
I don't like pickles.
I don't care if you hate it.
I
want
I
you
don't
to try
like
it.
Taste the pickles.
I want you to try it. I don't care if you hate it.
Have you ever had a sandwich
it's
with a pickle?
It's only going to cost you Marvin Harrison Jr.,
Well, I'll think about it. You will. This will make me think about it.
We're out. We're
totally
out.
Will.
We're out. Hold that value.
Okay. I have it written on the script and everything. Doc's Midwest Sushi Surprise. It's the name of the episode. I already figured it out.
Well, it's a surprise.
I know. One bite. We just have to keep going. Are you ever going to?
Doc, what's the strangest texture food you've ever eaten?
You don't even care.
Because I ate snails on a cruise ship to Alaska one time. And I was pretty confident ordering that. I was not so confident after I was done eating it. But it was good. I mean, I'm glad I did it.
You can pinch some of the cream cheese forward if you want a more cream cheese forward bite.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, just go after
that's all you do.
Just the tip of the pick.
You know, like where am I at? Am I at a leather club on a Friday night?
Do you want me to mark
if you
want to
be
with my fingernail where the pickle starts so you only get a little bit of it?
Hold up.
Now grab a chip right away. Add some crunch to your palate.
You need to.
Grab a chip. Wash.
He loves it.
Dude, it's good, isn't it?
He loves it.
Fuck around and find out.
Do you love it?
Fafo.
Oh.
Really? Ah. 1 to 10.
1 to 10. Are you going to finish it?
No.
Ah. Okay. Come here, baby.
Okay. Well, there it is. There's Doc Midwest Sushi Surprise. Woo! Yeah! He loved it.
I'll give it a solid 3.7.
He loved it. Yeah. Okay.
3.7.
Favorite part about it, be honest. Something you like.
The cream cheese.
Yeah.
Well, helps with the vinegary of the pickle.
So now let me ask you, if we did the same meat, same cream cheese, but added a different vegetable in the middle to make it something up your alley, what would it be?
You're not even a veggie guy.
I know that much. What if I ground up some broccoli, turn that into a fucking cylinder?
You're going to need to put like a potato in the middle of that.
We can make that happen.
French fry?
A French fry. A
cold French fry?
Dude. Okay. Think about that. A French fry being the inside of a meat and cream cheese, that's the most carb conscious you could get with a snack. Make a really big tater keg, like a long tater tot, almost like three tater tots melded together. Like it.
We'll have to try it.
Like a human tater peed. And then deep fry it.
So, we will have to try it.
So who came up with this?
Midwest Sushi?
Yeah.
Are you Abraham Lincoln as he crossed the Delaware.
Are you looking it up?
No, I was looking at a text.
Minnesota Sushi? Yeah, Midwest is Minnesota.
Like, who decided?
Is this just us here?
Let me take some deli meat.
Does only Minnesota do this?
Leif Erickson. Like, this isn't, that's who made this.
This isn't
Leif
a Erickson. Thing, dude.
Yes, it is.
No.
So this is what it's supposed to look like. There's even more cream cheese in those ones.
Yeah, I told you, George, you got to cut them like sushi.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it didn't happen. And the whole not telling Doc about it didn't happen either, so we had time to think about it.
I know.
He made an opinion before we ever pulled the food.
I know. It's my wife.
Yeah. Can't live with him, right?
Can't live with him. Can't eat pickles with cream cheese and meat without them. Let's get on to week one.
Well, I appreciate your guys' effort for bringing me a food surprise. I love it. I love the thought. I love the effort.
How did it compare to toaster strudels?
Toaster strudels were better.
Did you bring a strudel here tonight?
In a way, a Starbucks.
What was that?
It was a little Starbucks strudel.
That looked phenomenal.
They are. Oh, they're so good.
What is that?
It's cream. It was great.
It was a cheese Danish.
Cheese Danish.
They have a cheese Danish at
so
Starbucks?
Good. Yeah. So good.
Yeah, I DoorDash Starbucks to work because, man, I'm telling you, at like 1:30, I was dying. I was like, I'm not going to make it tonight.
Dude, you could
I'm
save not a lot make of it syllables
without a cheese Danish from
and
Starbucks.
Say it the way I do. I dash some bucks.
Yeah.
Don't say DoorDash some Starbucks. Come on. I dash bucks.
Oh, okay.
Right to where I was standing. Hello.
You dashed bucks.
Look at the size of this chip.
Okay, guys.
Put that in your mouth.
Hey, week one of the NFL.
The whole thing.
Week one of the NFL, where the Vikings are tied for first place. Wait, and the Packers are in last place.
What are you saying? NFC North, baby. Bears? Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Fun fact.
Lions? Great game.
Yeah. Overtime.
Vikings? Dominant.
Yeah. Not even close.
Packers?
Well fought.
Packers? Where is it? Oh, come on. Where am I? Packers? Anybody? Where'd they go? I had the crickets button.
That's cool. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you a fun fact. Derek Carr, Carson Palmer, Eli Manning, Alex Smith, Jamarcus Russell, Matthew Stafford, Sam Bradford, Cam Newton, Andrew Luck, Jameis Winston, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Bryce Young. What do they all have in common?
They weren't as good as
all first Sam overall Donald. Picks. All lost their first start as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Caleb won.
Sure did. He sure did.
Back to David Carr. That's kind of nuts. For first overall pick quarterbacks, they all lost. They're 0-14-1.
Are you? I have a rookie QB segment in here. We can jump right to it before we go to the Vikes. How much of that do you award Caleb for? Because he
that was the defense.
Good. Yeah, it was the defense.
I didn't watch the game.
And special teams. Yeah, you can do shit.
It was not him.
Passed for like 90 yards, was 14-29.
I'm saying.
But at least he admitted it.
The guy that broke that streak was wearing nail polish. So maybe that's the difference.
There you go.
You guys remember the movie Motocross, the Disney original?
There's your difference.
Girl dresses up as her brother after he gets hurt.
Yes!
When she was wearing nail polish, and the dude's like, why are you wearing nail polish? She's like, it helps with the bar pump, dude.
That's right.
And then also, I remember that. Motocrosses. Oh, my God. Maybe Caleb's going to do a motocross type
thing. That had completely left my mind till just now. Thanks. What a movie.
You're so welcome.
Okay. Other rookie quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels. Yeah, he looked all right. I think so, too.
Yeah. He might be the real deal.
Could be. Look great rushing. Didn't look completely uncomfortable passing. I think they were just kind of outmatched. I think the Bucs could surprise a lot of people this year and be super good. We could actually be seeing a comfortable Baker Mayfield right now, mm-hmm. which is crazy. 4 touchdowns, 289 yards.
Tell me how badly Cleveland wants Baker back and for Deshaun to disappear.
I had that written down. Good job, Sody. Yes, so true. Well, that makes everyone happy. That makes everyone happy. Deshaun Watson officially sucks. And where's his motivation to get any better? He's paid. It's guaranteed.
He doesn't care.
He don't give a shit.
Yeah, this is Cleveland Browns.
Fired up again. Yeah.
Married this new hot chick that they met at the bar one night. And their ex-wife is off with some other guy traveling in a motorhome. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous as ever, just tan. They're living their lives happy, and he's there with his trophy wife, and she's just getting meaner and meaner and doing less and less. It sounds terrible.
Why does Deshaun Watson suck so bad now?
What? I think it's the guilt. Yeah. It's the guilt of what he's done to mankind, to a bunch of people. And I think the fact that he can't relieve whatever tension
hasn't he not admitted guilt, though? Has he?
I don't think he's consensual.
I don't think he has.
He's never apologized.
No.
So why are you saying he's guilty? I don't think he's guilty.
Well, who are the guiltiest people in the world? The people that don't think they're doing anything wrong.
So you're just saying the opposite of what you just said?
What?
The people that feel the most guilt are the people that tell everyone that I'm not doing anything wrong. But internally, they feel the most.
So subconscious.
Don't you agree?
Maybe.
I think people who voice what they feel guilty about, it lessens the guilt.
I have seen, I think...
If I clog somebody's toilet and I don't tell them, I feel worse.
I've seen takes with I think, a little more fact behind them. I guess
right. just a big one.
No, I'm serious, dude. What's worse, clogging a toilet and having like, let's say you got to be there for another hour. What's worse, clogging it and saying nothing or doing like, brother, where's the plunger? I took a dookie and I clogged your stuff, yeah. Man.
It's got to be a world record.
And we talked about that. Okay, just put a note. Do not flush. Went to get tape measure, possible world record.
Yep.
Nobody will ever lift that toilet.
I read that Deshaun Watson might suck now. No, he absolutely sucks now. It's crazy. I guess the Texans, when he had that one, two-ish great years, they ran college-style offense, which he excels in. Kevin Stefanski runs a very pro-acclimated offense. Lots of ins and outs. I've just read this, but I could see it. And Deshaun doesn't know what's heads or tails. He's also has injuries. He's played like 12 games over the last 5 years. So that could be it, too. But he looks awful. And I don't think anyone could be happier about it. I think everyone enjoys that.
I agree.
Good.
So real quick, though.
Yeah.
That's a buzz term we hear a lot right now, especially week one. College-style offense.
Sure.
There's only one team in the NFL that I think runs a college-style offense. Can you name the team I'm thinking of?
Eagles?
Baltimore Rams.
Who?
Or Baltimore Ravens. I'm so sorry. I was looking at this talking about the Rams. But they're not playing tonight.
I think Eagles do more in the option and stuff like that. You see, maybe that doesn't make it a college-style offense.
I think
but.
Week one, you saw the term college-style offense talked about with the Ravens. At least I did.
No, I can see it. It's a lot of shotgun runs.
Well, I mean, with that backfield now.
I know. That's why I got Henry.
Dude, you remember in 2019 what they did with that backfield?
Yes.
What was it?
No, I don't remember.
Are you serious?
I don't remember.
So in 2019, at one point, the Ravens had Lamar Jackson, Robert Griffin III, and Mark Ingram all lined up in the shotgun together.
That's right.
They called it the Heisman backfield.
Mark Ingram was great for him that year. He was a touchdown machine. I remember that. That's right.
Big Truss.
That's right. Yep, Big Truss. That's where Big Truss came from.
Big Truss, baby.
That's right.
But RG3 was on that squad, too. As like a...
That's right.
A sub in for if Lamar had a big run and got tired. They ran two quarterbacks.
That was one of his first backup jobs.
That's the most college style I've ever seen. Because college style to me is getting as close to high school as it used to be. Run the ball hard. Your quarterback's your best athlete.
When are we going to start hearing this professional team runs a high school style offense?
Why did Mahomes stop running?
For his health.
But he stopped, right? Would you guys agree?
Not entirely.
He doesn't do what he used to do?
I don't know if he ever.
How much was he known to be scrambling?
There was a year where him and Lamar had like highlight to highlight long runs together where they're juking people, doing stuff.
Mahomes will have that occasionally for sure. He's capable of it, but he's a pocket passer.
Well, he got soft.
Well, his health.
I just hate him.
He hurt his knee at one point.
I'm not kidding. I don't hate him, but he's just.
So you got us on to rookie quarterbacks. I'm going to finish rookie quarterbacks. Bo Nix. Boy, Sean Payton, you really made us look like fools in the draft by trading up one spot. You had us right where you wanted us to go get your guy of the future in Bo Nix, didn't you?
Well, we don't know.
No, your guy's
hurt.
No, that's fine. I'm saying Bo.
JJ's better.
I'm saying Bo Nix blows dicks.
You see what Michigan did without him? Did you see what ranked Michigan
did
against?
Did you hear me? Did you hear what I said? Yeah. That was so good. Come on. Jeez Louise.
Is that original?
And he looked really bad. He threw a bunch of times, and his average depth of throw was like 4 yards. Anytime he threw more than 5 yards, he was like 5 of 19 with 2 picks.
Mm-hmm. Sean Payton needs to call up his old buddy Michael Thomas and get him with Bo Nix. Slant Boy and Bo Nix would be best buddies.
It just looked like he was not ready or comfortable.
No.
Oh, Jesus. I got to change a lot of lineups really quick.
Wow, jeez.
McCaffrey just got ruled out.
No way.
Ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Christian McCaffrey ruled out for week one, Monday Night Football. That's huge.
Jeez Louise.
Breaking news right there.
This is bad news for me going against Debo Samuel. Ooh. Debo Samuel. I need him to get less than 19 points. And I go 3-0 across my three fantasy leagues.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Okay. Hey, week one. Can we talk about our team?
Mm-hmm.
Because Vikes won. We're going to talk about Packers, too.
I think we should talk about Packers first.
Okay. Well, sure. Great news with Jordan Love. That's seriously awesome news. Everyone should be excited that he is not out for the year, and they're not even putting him on the PIP list.
Is he on IR?
Nope. They're not even putting him on IR.
What?
He might play next
3 weeks?
He might play next week.
Dude, that's huge.
I know. So that's awesome.
I saw 4-6.
Yeah, and everyone zoomed in on the replay and see something popping in there, and they're like, oh, fucked. He's out forever.
I had a huge section in here about where Doc redoes his predictions of the Packers wins losses. So we're just going to cross.
No,
yeah, don't need that.
No,
because what was
he doesn't do that. Last year he did that with the Vikings and he was right. And he doesn't care that Cousins got injured.
Yeah, I don't.
I have it right here at Philly L. Colts win.
Yeah.
At Tennessee win. Vikes win. At Rams L. Arizona win. Did we ever do the Viking one? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I must have fast forwarded.
No, I'm glad that you wrote all this down, though. I'm sticking with it.
That's his picks.
I'm not worried about it.
He's sticking with it. Well, that's good.
Not worried about it.
Are you worried if Malik Willis has to start next week?
No.
Why?
Why would I be worried about that?
I'd like you to be serious for a second.
Yeah.
Everyone should be worried about that.
Why?
Because he's not good. What do you mean? Isn't that the thing? He's not good, right?
He was good enough to be our backup.
Good enough for the team that drafted him to trade him.
Yeah.
Good enough for another.
Because they got a guy that eats.
Good enough for another team.
Coffee. Eats bananas whole. They don't know what the fuck they're doing down in Tennessee.
He didn't look too good.
No.
No.
So they could potentially have just given you gold for a 6th rounder? 7th?
Come on. Look at what is the Packers' track record?
I don't know. In free agency, not the best?
With quarterbacks.
Okay.
I'm not worried.
That other guy.
You think he'd be great right off the bat? See, that's the thing. I bet LaFleur could scheme up something awesome, and they just use his legs most of the game, and they get through. Who are they playing next week?
Colts. Yeah. What? You want to know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about
your fantasy.
Jonathan Taylor going off.
Ooh.
Really? Because we just let Barkley.
Get three.
I text Dobby this Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I said Barkley's going to have a season like CMC does.
I speak for everyone here at the Second Office when I say we are big fans of golf. One thing we're very excited about is the Open is set to make a triumphant return to Royal Portrush in 2025, marking an exciting new chapter in the history of golf's original championship and providing another outstanding showcase for golf in Northern Ireland. You can be there to witness the action up close and personal as McIlroy, Lowry, Hovland, and Rahm battle for the Claret Jug. All you have to do is email our friend Kay at Sulite Experience. Again, that's K-A-Y at Sulite, S-U-L-I-T, experience.com for your golf journey to the 153rd Open Championship. Hey everyone, Sodi with the Second Office here. I'm sure I don't have to remind you, we're entering a new age of cannabis in this wonderful state of Minnesota, and our friends over at Flipside Dispensary and Music want to be your guide to finding that perfect high. You can shop their curated selection of THC and CBD edibles and drinks, peruse their 1,500 $5 records, chill in their custom-built listening lounges, and enjoy a cannabis atmosphere that is second to none. Located directly across from Bogart's Donuts in Minneapolis, Flipside is ready to help you spark a moment of joy and vibe to the music while you do it. Find them at FlipsideMN.com or at FlipsideMN on socials. Mention this ad and get 10% off your entire order. See you on the flip side.
Barkley's going to put up McCaffrey numbers this year.
It. Oh, I could totally see it. I really could.
You guys see that clip of the owner of the Eagles when they were talking about, or the owner of the Giants when they were talking about getting rid of him? And they said, Chicago's driving up the price.
Yeah.
Sounds like Eagles are out. And the owner said, I'm going to lose a lot of sleep if a guy like Saquon goes to Philadelphia, just so you know.
Yeah,
Please don't let this happen.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I've seen a lot of players, but yeah. Which actually brings me to my quote of wisdom of the day. The dildo of consequences rarely arrives lubed.
I wish I had something appropriate for that, but thank you.
I could make a sound quote where it's like, brrr, it's like quote of wisdom of the day.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure we could find that. Oh, I'll look up a twinkle.
Yeah, we'll get a twinkle.
We pay for that. Here, hand wave to remind us to do a twinkle. Nice. Thanks. Okay. For the Packers, Doc, I have
this
written
is tough
down.
To just have all this sitting in front of me.
We can just put it down, buddy.
I have written down stupid Dobbs because I had to play him because T. Higgins was ruled out and he didn't do that well.
Yeah.
And in my other league, I wrote down stupid Jacobs because he didn't do that well either.
Josh?
Yeah. Why didn't they do that well?
Because Reed and Love did.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, what do you...
On a serious note, I had the Packers receivers ranked like this, and I'd like to know if you agree.
Well, clearly, you were wrong.
Jaden Reed, no, because he had a great game.
Wonderman.
Dobbs, Watson, what is it, Wilkes?
Wicks.
Watson is third. I think that's a hot take is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I wouldn't flip that. One right, two wrong.
You wouldn't?
I would flip that.
I would say
he's two.
Okay.
Who did the best? I'd say he's first.
In front of
who
Dobbs
did the
or Reed?
Best?
So who's your one?
No, I like your one. I agree.
Jaden? Yeah. He impressed me most last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I said last week, I mean, they all could be ones.
I think Packers need to clean it up and give more to, I think the takeaway from the fantasy-wise from the Packers game is that it's going to be a different guy every week.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, if you're not playing best ball, you shouldn't have Packers wide receivers.
Yeah. Yes, Sodi.
I have a joke, actually, where you said they all could be ones. Have I ever told you one of my favorite pickup lines after you get romantic with a lady?
Nope, but I'm ready.
You say, oh, my God, that was incredible. You're the only one I've ever slept with. She goes, really? I'm like, yeah, the rest were all like sevens or eights. Never goes well.
Yeah. Gets her out of the house real quick.
No, it's usually their house. I'm out.
Woo!
But Taco Bell's open late, baby.
Okay.
Got to get that fourth meal.
Mm-hmm. People are saying Jacobs looked slow and not the same. What do you think?
Well, I think he looked like that last year.
He was kind of...
Why didn't the Packers want him back?
Well, that's not who we're talking about.
I think...
Josh Jacobs.
I think if there's anything... Yeah, if you want to compare the two running backs, right, I think Aaron Jones looked better.
That's not what I'm doing, actually. I promise. That's not
I know.
What I'm doing.
Okay. I know that's not what you're doing, but that's what I was doing.
That's what I was trying to do.
Subconsciously.
I like
Josh Jacobs, right? Like, I mean, I have him on fantasy teams. But yes, it was confusing when the news broke that the Packers had signed him.
I looked at it as a lateral move. I guess Josh Jacobs is younger, right?
He's younger and less injury prone, right? Aaron Jones hasn't finished a full season in years.
And I think he's going to hit 30 this year.
So, I mean...
Dude, once a Raider, always a Raider. I'm sorry. Once you go to that team, you're tainted.
So, like, I agree
It's like being a Titan.
It could be.
Or a Brown. You never come back from that. Name one that has besides Bake.
Brown stain.
Titan stain.
But, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think Jacobs looked terrible. He had some chunk plays where he looked explosive.
No, and I think he looked slower last year because he was the only thing the Raiders offense had. And so he was facing 2012 Adrian Peterson defenses.
Whoa, Hunter Renfrow? What's he?
He was actually injured for a good part of last season.
Yeah, he was terrible. Wasn't he?
2 years ago, though. Great. No, I think to answer my own question, it's week one and he's fine.
Yeah.
Packers are going to spread it around. I think that's the only issue if you have Josh Jacobs in fantasy, is that they're going to spread it around. And he might have games where they only need him to rush it 12 times and catch it a couple.
Well, I think if you have him for the upcoming few weeks, I think that's going to be the game plan.
Really?
I bet Jacobs gets fed.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the opposite. Sure.
He's going to have to. He'll waste away and tip over.
Oh, no. Yeah, good point. Yeah. If no Jordan Love, I get it. Nice.
He'll be back next week.
He'll totally be back. All right. Okay. Assuming no Jordan Love, you're sticking with a win against the Colts?
No, that changes a lot of stuff, I'm sure.
No. I said what I said.
Said what he said.
I think ultimately, I still think this is an 11-win team. By the end of the season... I didn't do it last year when I gave you the Vikings win total.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it this year.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers are an 11-win team.
All right.
They're a team. Jordan Love means a lot.
Yeah.
But he's not the team.
Agreed.
Everyone wants him to carry the legacy and be like Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want him to be week one Jets Aaron Rodgers. Like, I don't need him to get hurt. Yeah. What are we doing?
That was seriously scary. I know. That's not what I would have wanted. My dad was, he was quick to text me. I said, why did you spend decent money on two quarterbacks? He said, because one of them's going to get injured.
Yeah.
So he was right. He was totally right. Okay. Vikes. Your first place Vikings beat the New York Giants 28-6.
Be real proud of that.
In a rout.
Oh,
it looks so good.
God.
So before I show skepticism like Mr. Skepti Skep face over here, right?
It's you.
Got his ass.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah. Fucking got him.
I'm sorry, Doc.
Harrison Smith, 35th career pick. Damn it. That's what I need. He is five interceptions away and half a sack away from joining the 40-20 club. He has said this is his final year. That would solidify what I think is already a Hall of Fame resume.
Gold jacket.
But yep. I think that would help if he can somehow get five more picks this series off to a good start. Let's go, Harry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who got there first?
I'm not sure.
Van Dinkle housed it, didn't he?
Oh, to the... What?
Van Dinkle.
Van Ginkle.
Ginkle.
Yep.
First interception and housed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had a first and a 35th, man. That's huge. They both got game balls. Sam Darnold.
I don't know that
12
that was,
for 12 to start.
I don't know that was. Was that Ginkle's first interception? Did not know that. Thank you. I wasn't following.
His first season of playing football, isn't it?
No.
For sure.
No, I think it was hilarious because of.
Is that his first interception?
Yes. Van Ginkle was the guy that hurt Daniel Jones last year.
Yeah.
And then he just picked six.
And then he picked him off.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you guys know that since.
The way you hurt somebody emotionally.
Do you guys know that since Daniel Jones has signed his. Huge contract.
Yeah, they talked about this on the broadcast. Yep.
He's thrown more touchdowns to other team than his own guys.
More pick sixes than touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like 5-4 or something. Seriously, I know. So
where you need that soundbite.
That's booty hole.
I think the rest of the NFC East is thanking us for letting them beat us in the playoffs 2 years ago.
Van Ginkle injured him, you said?
Last year, yeah.
Last year.
So do you remember who stomped a knee? On Jared, or stopped a cleat on Jared Allen's knee back in the day from the Lions.
Ndamukong Suh?
No, it was an offensive lineman, Godster Chairless.
Okay.
Remember that guy?
Yeah, I remember the name.
Big old lineman. Have you heard about him recently?
Oh, yeah.
He was in the news.
Uh-huh.
He was flying. And this is a new thing I didn't realize is getting pretty popular with, like, athletes for some reason. But if something happens, they say, I'm taking a sleeping medication that I'm not normally taking. So it makes me act out of character.
We talked about this. So we talked about this.
We did? What did he do?
He peed on a lady. We talked about this. It was a few episodes ago. We talked about it. That's how I know the name. I was like, where did I hear that name?
No, you're right.
you're right. You got to flip back through those pages, buddy.
Mm-hmm. What were we talking about before that?
just like,
why did that remind you of?
You guys are Super Bowl contenders now. You guys are going to go all the way.
I know we are.
Van Dykel.
It's going to be great.
Hurt.
So that was his first interception, apparently. Yeah.
He hurt Daniel Jones.
What I was saying is a lot of the NFC East is thanking us for letting the Giants beat us in the playoffs 2 years ago. We let them, right? That's why Kirk threw 8 yards short of the first down line.
Yeah.
We let him.
Part of the script.
Part of the script. And we gave Daniel Jones that contract. Because against Ed Donischel and the Vikings team that year, he looked great. He looked all right. So you're welcome, NFC East.
He found the most open wideouts.
You are welcome, NFC East, because, man, did he just look completely inept out there.
But now that you say the term, let them win, I mean, the defenses we were running, it did look like we were saying.
The Donischel defense, man.
Well, wasn't it a difference of like 9 draft picks if we were to win or lose that game? Or no, that was the final game that we did win.
Yeah, that was it. Never mind. Yeah, it was something like that. Mm-hmm. But that was also last year, wasn't it? Not 2 years ago when we were.
Hey, do you guys think Deebo Samuel's going to run the ball more tonight for the 49ers?
See, I really hope not. I need him to get less than 19 points.
Or
because C-Mac's out, so like, do you think he
gets more? I bet he gets more touches.
I bet Kyle Juszczyk gets 3 carries.
Probably.
I bet the Juice gets hit tonight. Yep.
I bet Deebo Samuel becomes a bigger part of the script. Okay. Also. Who are our Minnesota Vikings? I was going to say thank you, Packers, for Aaron Jones. Please, please, please stay healthy. Please stay healthy.
He Who do we thank so for?
Good. Man, did he look good.
Our kicker.
We thank Quessy for our kicker.
Yeah.
Thank you, Quessy, for 4 extra points.
That dude is a beast.
Will Reichard, let's go. The new additions on D. We already talked about the Gink, the great Van Gink. Nickname I just came up for him.
Not from Pulp Fiction.
Something.
Something.
Had pick 6. He looked great. He was everywhere. Doc, I know you added Grenard, and I don't think he got a tackle for you.
He fucking did not.
But he played well, is what I heard. Don't remember too much. Don't remember seeing too much of him.
Just trash.
Trash.
But I haven't heard no bad things.
Well, you should have.
Our rookie, Dallas Turner. First game, first career sack. He looked good. He almost flew right over the top of Jones. Almost jumped right over him. He looked so excited.
He got a game ball.
That was great. Yep. He had a great meme on the pick 6.
Where guys know it's the Giants.
I'm getting there.
Hey, they won a playoff game last year against a pretty solid squad.
That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago they did.
Last year they were the worst offense in the league.
Yeah, but they're different now. Things have changed.
Yeah, they have a worse running back room.
And a better receiver room. I know. From what?
Yeah.
Okay. Plaxico. Doc, I'm getting there. Let me come on, man.
No, you guys can't swim in it.
We're in first place.
You don't get to do this.
I'm swimming. I don't care if it's a shallow end. I'm swimming. It's hot out today.
You can stand up. Put your feet on the ground.
You can drown in 6 inches of water and we'll drown in this.
Yes.
I promise.
Are you kidding me? Happily.
We'll lay on our bellies and
So I have a couple more things before I add the
Help
asterisk.
Me, Wendy Peppercorn.
I do have an asterisk over this dub. But I'm not there yet.
All right.
So, the Darnold.
I told you guys.
Started 11 of 11. Looked great.
12 of 12, actually.
I think it was
12 of 12. KOC said it himself.
Let's go.
Yeah, I mean,
look great.
It's not shocking.
I knew
he only needed good coaching, good offense.
You knew?
Yeah.
Where was all your words of praise?
Why didn't the Packers develop him? I thought that's all they did was develop good quarterbacks. Yeah. If they saw talent in him, they would have picked him up. Sounds like there's some holes in your cheese.
Nice.
Oh, speaking of that, real quick segue. Swiss cheese has holes in it, right?
Okay.
The more Swiss cheese you get means the more holes you get. The more holes in the cheese means the less cheese you get. So technically, the more Swiss cheese you get, the less Swiss cheese you get.
That's great. Addison injured his other ankle. So both of his ankles are injured now.
Once a Raider, always a Raider.
Addison?
Oh, sorry. They said Madison.
No. Plus, he's a Raider for the first time this year.
Once a Raider, always a Raider.
All right. Okay. I'm at the asterisk now. You can put your headphones back on.
Vikings kicker Will Reichard. Do you see who he's been hanging out with, reportedly? I'm not a TMZ guy, but I like this.
Ooh.
Sydney Sweeney.
God damn, drop my wallet.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
Everybody knows who
yeah.
that is.
Will Reichard has reportedly been hanging out with Sydney Sweeney.
How do they know each other?
I actually looked this up. It's verified. He's like casually just, now we're, yeah, just chilling.
God, get the fuck out. Really?
He must, right, he must be an intellect.
All right, Will.
I think we should reach out to Will and get him on the show.
I think the answer is right.
And his partner.
I think the answer is right. Yes. I think the answer is right in front of our face. He has a very strong leg.
Oh! There you go.
Nice.
I think we've hit that
a lot.
Snare set more tonight than ever.
You,
I love
you
it.
Said it was a joke fest. Jokey.
It is
joke-a-thon.
Be a joke fest.
Yep.
Joke fest.
Joke-a-thon maker.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm at the asterisk now, Doc. I'm sorry. Got that off my chest. I'm very excited. That was a great week one. What did we learn about our team?
I don't want to hear this.
Maybe part. Nothing. Maybe nothing because the Giants could be that bad.
I'm going to live in La La Land.
The Giants could absolutely be that bad.
It's not good, dude. They are. They're trash.
Well, okay. Okay. Dexter Lawrence is not trash, and he gave us trouble a little bit.
Yeah, and he gave you trouble.
A little bit. The interior of our line's a weakness. I get it. But after the first couple drives, he didn't really hear his name.
Oh, well, yeah, because you just got to triple team the one good guy on their defense.
Wait, and we did
there
that.
Was two good guys. There was two good guys. Dexter Lawrence and who's the other D lineman?
Well, they have Kayvon Thibodeau.
That guy. What did he do?
Oh, he gave us 7 points on that third and long where he ripped Darisaw's face mask to the ground. Gave us a first down.
Because he was
a touchdown.
Frustrated he couldn't get by him legally, right?
That's right.
Because he couldn't do it.
Christian Darisaw.
They were eliminated. Darisaw and those boys handled.
Probably the second best left tackle in the league.
Listen. You know I live in the trenches. You know that's where I make my bread and butter. You know my meat and potatoes are between those boys getting sweaty and hitting. Get the face on him. Hit him in the mouth twice.
Oh, God.
Make him go, I don't want to be here anymore. And that's what our boys did. Hit it.
I told Brandon I didn't want to come to this show tonight.
Why not?
I'm being very Packer appropriate.
I told Brandon.
As a guy who was absent last week, I'm really
I am being very Packer appropriate.
Dude. I came here ready to be in solidarity about, like, I know what it's like to lose your
Do you remember that we started 1-6 last year? Remember how much of a bummer we had to be on the air every time? Scraping for any ounce of, hey, this could be cool. Well, we're 1-0 right now.
Can you play this week?
Yeah, I know, man. I get it. What are your thoughts? That's a question on here.
We played them last year, right?
Yeah, and we beat them.
Who?
Let's go! Let's go!
San Fran.
Same squad.
Before
and now San Darnold's playing even. Who's our quarterback back then? Kirk Cousins?
New Kirk. New Kirk.
He's pretty good.
Does
Kirk go 12 for 12? A lot. Yeah, he's pretty good.
We're going to talk about Kirk too. We play the Niners, and before the Niners even played their first game, wake up. We are 5.5-point dogs at home. It'll probably increase as the week goes on.
Yeah, because McCaffrey's going to have fresh legs since he's not playing tonight.
Yeah, that's my first thought, actually. They're like, we'll give him week one.
Tonight, yeah.
No, that's true. Okay, well, what do we need to do to kick San Fran's butt?
Press alert. Sorry.
Might be our only option. Doc, yeah, what do Vikes got to do?
That's what I'm going for.
I don't think they have an option.
Nah. Maybe not. Okay. I
just enjoy one of the 6 wins you're going to get this year.
That's what I'm doing, and you're not letting me.
Yeah, because it was against the Giants.
Well,
and you're acting like
what
you guys are.
What's the oldest saying in football? A win is a win is a what, Sody?
It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
Pretty
Dominic
much.
Toretto. By the time I was done hitting him, I could barely lift my arm. Sorry. Family's family.
All right.
I don't know why I come here. Why do I do this?
It's the snacks. You love the snacks.
I definitely don't love that. I think that kind of hurt my stomach a little bit.
It's the snacks, baby.
I think it kind of hurt my stomach a little
bit. Did you have
a
second bite? No second bite? Okay, that's all right. That's all right. Okay.
Look at the meat. It's sweating.
Down the list.
Like, the meat is sweating.
Yeah. I promise you, I sweat when I'm doing my best work too, Doc Alok. I promise you that. I sweat too when I'm doing my best work, my guy. Speaking of that, let's go. A little jalapeno, little pickle, little corned beef, cream cheese.
Nice. Okay. Man, NFL is so back. I'm done with the Vikes.
Don't wipe your hand on me. What are you doing? This was companionship, not wipe. I ate with this hand.
I thought it was
fucking
a wipe.
Somebody's wet nap over here.
Check the tape. Clip.
Okay.
I ate with this hand and purposely did that one as companionship only.
All right, we'll run the tape back. We'll run the tape.
I'm going to be so mad at you.
There's nothing. Look it. You look flawless, as always.
This shirt, though?
This is my Caucasian shirt.
Why would you even risk it?
I love that.
Why would you even risk it?
The team I play for.
God, I want 10 of those in every color and just de-sleeved. And not just de-sleeved at this seam. I want it de-sleeved at that one.
Feel free to purchase and de-seam all you want.
Wait, I can get those at secondoffice.com?
Secondoffice.org.
We're an org?
Yeah, yeah, the shop is an org. You can also get there from our website.
Secondoffice.com.
The-second-office.com. Nice. That was perfectly in sync. Love that.
The secondoffice.com is for sale for $40,000. We're not quite there yet.
Not quite there.
I'm out.
Not quite there.
We'll take donations, though, to get there.
Yes, please.
Speaking of that, a bag of 100 plastic pennies costs $3.50. We talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Like at the Halloween store? 100 plastic pennies.
That's right.
Not real pennies.
Yep.
$3.50. So 350 real pennies. That's how fucked we are. That's what inflation's done. This is the value of things and what money actually means. That's where you find it. At fucking Planet Hollywood or Hollywood City or whatever. Planet Halloween.
Planet Hollywood.
Halloween City. What's it called?
Spirit Halloween. Nailed it.
The Spirit of St. Louis.
Thanks for the knowledge.
Coming to an empty Big Lots store.
No, the Sphere, man. They got the Sphere, remember?
Hey, guys. Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he's bad.
I don't want to talk about him.
I didn't see the game, but I saw the lowlights.
He's a good dad.
And the box score.
Yep.
Feel like Michael Penix could have done that.
I will not wish ill.
No, I don't. No, I miss Kirk, love Kirk. Little devil on my shoulder is just a little bit tee-hee-hee, because for whatever reason, I advocate for athletes to get the bag. I understand why he would want to do that for his family, but I wish he would have been more loyal.
What?
That's a stupid fan in me.
Sam what? Darnold was better.
Damn right he was. Thank you. He didn't look good. Kirk didn't look good at all. And I'm hope he's not hurting my Bajan Mustard stocks.
Yeah, as a guy that has Drake London, I hope he's not either. But
yep, there we go.
Like okay. I said, I wish well.
Me too. Good luck, Kirk. You'll turn it around. Just the first game, yips. Still feeling out that Achilles. I get it. Tyreek Hill detained before the game for alleged careless driving and seatbelt violation. And that's why they had four cops on top of him.
Yeah, the guy had his knee in his back. Yeah,
on the pavement. He went for 7 catches, 130 yards, and a touchdown, and did a handcuff celebration.
We're just going to leave that.
That was great.
We're not going to do anything there.
Called for. You think they would have treated him like that when he beat his pregnant girlfriend?
Thank you. I was going to bring it up, too. Yep.
But no.
Nope. For driving. We are yet to hear the facts as to why they were on top of him, though. That part has not come out yet.
Because apparently he cussed at him or something.
Oh, disrespectful?
Yeah.
Could have told you that.
But he said, no, I wasn't. He said that I was always taught to put my hands on the wheel and comply. As any person should.
Well, you can say a lot of shit with your hands on a steering wheel.
I don't know.
Coming from the guy who slaps the back heads of people randomly and breaks Instagram models' legs
I'm sure he probably said, "Do you know who I am?"
Something like that, probably.
I would have said,
"I'm 1/8 of your parlay today, baby."
Sounds like it could have been a little excessive.
When I first heard it, I was like, "Man, are they in Jacksonville?" No.
Were they?
No.
Miami.
Well, kind of same. I don't know.
No, but like if they were in Jacksonville, it makes sense, right? Because
take them out of the game. Yeah. Yep. The guy's like, I know that car.
Yep. Yeah.
Tyreek Hill's car. Okay. Okay. Well, as we wrap it up, let's talk about our fantasy takeaways. Because week one's always fun.
My team is trash.
I love watching the subsequent overreactions from people who will try to dump players, go all in on a free agent, spend 50% of their budget for the year. I don't know who that would really happen on this year, except for maybe Likely. I think he's available in our league.
He is.
Well, he could go for a few, but there's still Mark Andrews, and I don't think he's going to do even close to that every week.
Dalton Kincaid getting me 2 points, Drake London getting me 3, and Tank Dell getting me 8 really hurt.
Marvin Harrison Jr.,
yeah,
0.9 points for me.
Ladd McConkey on the bench getting 15 hurt.
3 targets to your number 4 overall pick. That's terrible asset management.
Do you want to trade him?
The hell was that?
In the league, we're all in together.
A lot.
I will say Josh Allen saved me going 0.6 points at the end of the third period to somehow 34.
Yeah, he's the only reason you were in the game.
DeAndre Swift let me down.
How did you describe our game earlier?
I'm not going to repeat that.
Okay. First I was doing you.
It was kind of like a game of leapfrog.
But then you were doing me.
But it's raining, and it's 110 degrees.
And I got to do you last.
But, so, yeah. It went back and forth to where I actually called you and was like, hey, it's coming down to two players, and then I have a little dude named Sam Laporta just waiting in the wings. But 7.5 points from him ain't going to do it.
Nope.
Sammy.
Nope.
Yeah, Scary Terry?
Nothing.
3.2?
Nothing, dude. Yeah.
Terrifying. In the other league.
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm shaking in my boots, Terry. Shaking. Bobby Wagner. My brother said, wow, backup linebacker for $2. Got me 10 points. He did more than my flexes and my running back room.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure did. I was proud of my defense. My linebacker got me the least amount of points.
Hey, Jameson Williams, though, that Lion, I took a leg out, had him on my bench, so that's fun for next week.
Yeah, dude, no, he's great to have on your team, I bet, this year.
Again, on my bench this week, though. Yeah, so,
well.
As I lose to you, so all hail the chance. It now says it, 100% probability. George, you have won week one in 2.0, which I think we're going to talk about 2.0 a lot.
So George is looking
like he's 1-0.
I beat him. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. That's enough.
Cheesehead also looks like they're on their way to a victory, does it not?
Sody, in all fairness.
Am I stepping on toes?
No, but I do want to give Doc a second. He sat through our average draft
for people that care about fantasy football. Nope. What's your favorite part of the fantasy football year? I'm sick of people talking about length. I know you're going to bring up the length of that draft.
No, it wasn't at all. I was going to say he sat through us being having a little fun with the Vikes. So I just wanted to give him his kudos because his team looked very good this week. The team that's going to get him last place.
I hate my team.
How many points?
Only 100.
Wait, you're talking about his Packers or his fantasy team?
His fantasy team.
Okay, yeah.
It's only 153. It's not enough.
And for that reason, I'll give kudos to my Daw as well. His team just blew up.
Seriously?
Good job, Daw. Yeah.
How's the unknown factor doing?
He had a great week one.
Gonna win this week.
How's my Daw?
Mm-hmm. I think your Daw's doing it too.
Let's go. Damn it. I'm the only loser.
Two of the Soderquist
ones. Let's go, Pops.
Not the last.
Wow, look at that dumpster fire. Not the team in our league, but these two teams playing each other.
There is a team in our league called Dumpster Fire.
Well, and there's a team that like put up 70 points only.
Oh, well, let's talk shit. Come on, let's talk shit. Who is it?
It's Tony.
It's Tony?
It's the Man Bear Pigs.
And who'd he play?
Fisher.
What'd Fisher do?
Over 100.
Okay, I thought you said it was a Dumpster Fire matchup.
No, my dad's is. So my dad's going to win at 113 over... Be cool at 107.
Yeah.
Man, we're not too much better, though, Sody. 128 over 1, or 123 over 110 or something?
We are better, technically.
But we are. Okay, yeah. You're right. We're better.
Hello.
Nice.
110 would have almost won that game.
That's a good point.
113 is a dominant win.
You're beating a few teams with 110.
75. Tone.
What are we doing?
So, yeah, 179. Looks like your dad's killing.
Yeah.
He's got like 40 defensive players on his bench.
Oh, because we lost him during the draft. That's right.
Did he not log in?
Yeah, apparently not. Apparently not.
Survival of the fittest.
Damn right it is.
I need to still pay for this league. So
dude,
I don't,
Celsius packets is the only reason I drafted my last linebacker. Celsius packets at about midnight. I'm like, are we going to bed? No.
No.
No, we're not. No. I promise you.
Dude, I had to work the next day. That was so terrible.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we were drafting damn near 2 a.m. All right.
Hey, so that was one of my notes. Let's start planning the draft right now.
Yes.
What's your ideal draft? Where is it? What happens?
Would love to go up to your cabin again.
Okay.
One of my favorite places.
That's obviously my top pick.
Otherwise, Cal had brought up, what is it, Turtle Lake? Right across border of Wisconsin? It's something like that.
Man. Well, what about Bedford?
Golf course?
What about Bedford in Iowa?
I think they have golf and casino.
Oh, dude, that's it.
Doc wants golf, casino.
Golf, casino,
that's
draft.
Bedford in Iowa.
I know, that's what the other one where we went is great, too. Golf. Turtle Lake's supposed to be closer because that's 4 hours away.
Does Turtle Lake have... Yeah, they do have sports gambling now.
Yes.
Turtle Lake, I like that. So, cabin or Turtle Lake?
Yeah, both places that have been done. Two awesome options.
I haven't been to Turtle Lake.
Golf, casino, draft, strippers.
There wouldn't be golf or casino
no strips.
At Sody's cabin.
No strips.
Okay. Hey, thanks guys for bearing with us. Week one, the NFL's back. We're back.
So back.
We're so back. Vikes are in first place. Packers are in last place. Sorry, it was last time. Okay. I'm not even going to finish this goal there. As always, check out our Patreon if you want some sweet-ass premium content. Patreon.com/secondoffice. Check out our shop. You can get a sweet Caucasian shirt. I tried to say Caucasians. I did.
You better say it fast. One word.
Not Caucasians. Caucasians. You can get this great shirt on the secondoffice.org. Okay.
Oh, and tune into our other shows because we're talking about a lot tonight.
How many tabs you got?
Another 40 probably that I haven't touched on, including about Lieutenant Les McBurney. He's a firefighter.
Good.
What a name. Les McBurney?
Yeah, that's a great name.
Hello?
Okay. A couple other things I had before music runs out. Anthony Richardson has a fucking cannon. Christ almighty.
That dude's an athlete.
That's insane.
That's the next Mike Vick.
You see that pass to Alec Pierce? That's 60-yarder.
Falling over.
70 yards in the air, man.
Phenomenal human.
All right, Monday night takes without McCaffrey. Who wins?
I'm going to say Brock Purdy throws 8 touchdowns because he's on my fantasy team. So
Niners win. Doc?
Jets.
Mm-hmm. How does Rodgers do?
Trash. Breece Hall carries the team.
Really?
Okay.
Is he on your fantasy team?
I do need Garrett Wilson to get me 2 points.
That's it. Niners win, but it's a good game. Bye.